好，让我们来看圣经里面一段经文啊，就是路加福音第17章11节到19节。
Let's turn to a passage in scripture. It's from Luke chapter 17 verses 11 to 19.
摩路加福音第17章第11节。耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说：耶稣夫子，可怜可怜我们吧。耶稣看见，就对他们说：你们去把身体给祭司看。他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又匍匐在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：洁净的人不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？我们除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说：起来走吧，你的信救了你了。
On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks.Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well.
所以感谢英文是 thank you.
So, To give someone, to tell someone thanks, you say thank you.
但是在这个 thanks 这个字的来源在是来自这个古老的德国字叫做 danke.
But the word thank came from a German word, which is danke.
那么 danke 的意思就是 to think.
And danke the meaning is to think.
也就是想的意思。
It means to think.
那么换句话说，一个人会感谢，因为他想到他为什么要应当感谢。
In other words, a person gives thanks because he thinks about the things that he needs to give thanks to.
那比如说他收到一件礼物。
For instance, he received a gift.
那么使到他想到那个送礼物的人。
So you think of the one who gave the gift.
礼物的价值还有礼物的意义。
The value of the gift and the meaning of the gift.
然后以致他心里面产生了感恩。
So that in his heart, a heart of thanksgiving wells up.
那感恩是一个属灵美德。
And, thanksgiving is a spiritual virtue.
一个不会感恩的人是一个不成熟的人。
A person who does not give thanks is an immature person.
那所谓成熟不是指这个生量的成熟。
And when we talk about maturity, we're not talking about physical maturity.
而是指这个思想上还有灵命上的成熟。
But maturity in terms of the thoughts and spiritual.
所以当我们在这个生量成长的时候。
So as we grow.
而没有学习到感恩。
If we did not learn how to give thanks.
那就代表他是一个不成熟的人。
That means that's an immature person.
那同样的，当我们信耶稣信了很久。
Likewise, after we become Christian for a long time.
参加教会很多年之后。
We attend church for many years.
而没有学习到感恩。
But if we have not learned to give thanks.
就代表我们在灵命上是一个不成熟的人。
That means spiritually we're immature.
那么婴儿不会感激父母为他们所做的。
Infant does not respond in thanksgiving towards the things that the parents does.
他们的记忆力很短。
Their memory is very short.
因为他们不成熟。
Because they're immature.
所以昨天父母为他们所做的，他们都忘了。
So what the parents did for them yesterday, they've already forgotten.
也没有想到父母为他们所付上的来感谢他们。
And they do not give thanks for the things that the parents do for them.
过去所发生的事情跟将来所发生的事情，对一个婴孩来说是没有任何的意义。
And to an infant, what was past and what was in the future has no meaning.
所以他们只是为了现今而活。
They live for today.
为了自己而活。
They live for themselves.
所以刚才我们 看这段经文在路加福音第17章11节到第18节谈到。
So when we look at the passage, Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19.
所以耶稣往耶路撒冷去,经过撒玛利亚和加利利,进入一个村子,有10个长大麻风的迎面而来,远远地站坐。
While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him.
高声说,耶稣夫子,可怜我们吧。耶稣看见就对他们说,你们去吧,身体给祭司看。他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个见自己已经好了,就回来大声归荣耀与神。
And they raised their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice.
又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说,洁净的不是10个人吗?那9个在哪里呢?除了这外族人,再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗?
And he fell on his feet, face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
那么长大，当时在这个长大麻风的人。 是很不受欢迎的人。
At that time, the lepers were not welcomed.
就好像今天如果有一个人患了这个艾滋病。
Perhaps it's the same today when someone has AIDS.
没有人要靠近他们。
No one wants to come close to them.
所以在当时患麻风病的病人, 他们这个是一种很痛苦的一种病症。
So at that time, if you're a leper, it's, You undergo great suffering.
最痛苦的不是身体上的痛苦。
The worst part is not just the physical suffering.
而是以这个社会隔离的这个痛苦。
But it's a suffering of separation from the society.
他们必须要与他们的家人隔开。
They're separated from their family.
与朋友们隔开。
They're separated from their friends.
甚至与神隔开。
And even separated from God.
因为他们不能够到圣殿去敬拜神。
Because they cannot go to the sanctuary to worship.
所以这些患大麻风病的人必须与社会隔开。
So the lepers has to be separated from the society.
所以当有人靠近他们的时候。
So when people are near.
他们必须要喊不洁净了,不洁净了。
They must cry out, unclean, unclean.
因为在旧约圣经里面，利未记第13章有这样的记载。
Because in the Old Testament, in Leviticus chapter 13, it's recorded.
身上有长大麻风患病的，他的衣服要撕裂，也要蒙着上唇，喊叫说不洁净了，不洁净了。
As for the leper who has the infection, his clothes shall be torn, and the hair of his head shall be uncovered, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, Unclean, unclean.
我灾病在他身上的日子,他便是不洁净,他既是不洁净,就要独居营外。
He shall remain unclean all the days during which he has the infection. He is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp.
所以我们可以想象到一个犯大麻风病的病人，他们心中那种痛苦。
So you can imagine the suffering of the heart of a leper.
啊，他们被看为是一个不洁净的人。
They're considered as unclean.
因为他们犯上这个这个病，是因为他们的罪。
And people consider them having this disease because of their sins.
所以在众人的眼中来看，他们不能够跟神建立一个关系。
So in people's eyes, these people cannot establish a relationship with God.
因为神已经离弃了他们。
Because God has already rejected them.
所以当耶稣前往耶路撒冷的时候，
So when Jesus was going to Jerusalem,
他经过撒玛利亚，经过加利利，
He passed through Samaria and Galilee.
我们在一个村子里面有十个长大麻风的病人迎面向耶稣走过来。
And the villager were 10 leprous men who went to Jesus.
要求耶稣可怜他们。
They begged Jesus to have mercy on them.
然后他们还称耶稣是夫子。
And they call him rabbi, master.
那么如果你看路加福音第五章第五节彼得曾经称耶稣是夫子。
And if you look at Peter one time called Jesus master.
那夫子他的意思就是指主人的意思。
And master means that you're above the person.
You are the Lord. 那好比在这个军队里的一个总司令。
And it's just as the chief commander in the army.
所以他们知道主耶稣在掌权一切。
And so they know that Jesus is in charge of all things.
包括人的疾病还有人的死亡。
Including men's illnesses and death.
所以因此他们知道耶稣能够医治他们。
So they know that Jesus can heal them.
当主耶稣医治病人的时候，如果你看福音书的话，他有时候会用手摸病人。
And when Jesus healed people, sometimes Jesus would touch the person.
但是这次他没有。
But this time he did not.
他只是吩咐这些病人去给祭司长看。
He only told these lepers to go and show themselves to the priest.
所以这些犯大麻风的病人就听耶稣的话给祭司长看。
So these lepers listened to Jesus' word and went to the priest.
而没有问长问短，为什么我们要把身体把给祭司长看？
They did not ask why do we need to do this.
我们从这里我们看到这些病人对耶稣的信心。
So from this we see that these lepers had faith in Jesus.
那因为他们听了耶稣的话，因此他们的病得到医治。
Because they listened to Jesus, so they were healed.
那所以圣经所说的信就是这种信。
So faith that's spoken of in scripture is this type of faith.
相信神所说的。
To believe in what Jesus said.
因为主耶稣他是那位神。
Because Jesus is God.
那么根据路加福音的记载，十个犯了大麻风的病人，只有一个想到自己的病被治好了。
And according to Luke, out of the 10 lepers, one of them who was healed,
而回来感谢耶稣,
he came back and gave thanks to Jesus.
那其他的九个到了哪里去?
The other nine, where were they?
他们忘了主耶稣为他们所做的。
They forgot what Jesus did for them.
所以这九个被治好的大麻风病人,
and so these nine who were healed,
然后突然间他们的病好了。
Suddenly, they were healed.
但是他们却忘记了自己的病已经被治好了。
Yet they have forgotten that they have been healed.
所以主耶稣把他们从一个绝望的处境当中拯救出来。
So Jesus lifted them out of a hopeless situation.
而进入一个充满希望的生命。
Into a life that's full of hope.
但是他们却忘记了。
Yet they have forgotten.
可能没有想到。
Maybe they just didn't think about it.
就好像刚才那个字 tango, 那个德国语德国字。
Just like that German word tango.
To think.
To think.
而没有想到然后去感谢耶稣。
So they did not think of giving thanks to Jesus.
那我们是否好像这九个大麻风病人一样？
We're often like these nine lepers.
然后神把我们从最终拯救出来。
God has saved us out of sin.
我进入一个充满 生命的一个、新生命的一个生命。
Into a new life.
而忘记了他的恩典。
And yet we have forgotten his grace.
我很多时候很多基督徒就好像这九个大麻风病人一样。
Many times, Christians are like these nine lepers.
活在福中不知福。
We live in blessing, yet we do not know it.
那神把这个新生命赐给我们。
That God has given us this new life.
但是我们却不会珍惜这个生命。
Yet we do not value and treasure this life.
那么就好像这九个大麻风病人一样。
Just like these nine lepers.
我们看不到他们自己已经被洁净了。
They do not see that they have been healed.
也看不到他们自己得到医治。
They do not see that they have been healed.
我曾经有一个很穷苦的一个妇人。
Once there was a very poor lady.
然后她自己住在欧洲。
She lived in Europe.
然后她的儿子却住在美国。
Her son lived in the States.
这个儿子是相当富有的一个人。
And the son was quite wealthy.
然后这位老妇人她经常埋怨说。
And this woman complained.
她说她的儿子没有良心。
She said that a son has no heart.
不会感谢父母在这么多年里面的养育之恩。
That he's not remembering all the hard work that I have put in.
那么邻居的人就问她说。
And the neighbors asked.
她说你的儿子没有寄钱回来给你吗？
Your son didn't send money back to you?
他说从来没有寄过一分钱。
She said he's never sent anything.
但是他经常有寄一些好像照片的纸张回来。
But he often sends these paper that's like pictures.
他说我不需要这些纸张。
She said, I don't need these kind of papers.
然后我需要的是钱。
I need money.
然后邻居就问他说。
And so the neighbor asked,
他说你有没有把这些照片的纸张把它收藏起来
She asked, did you save these pictures?
那个老妇人就说有啊我就把它收藏在我那本很旧的圣经里面。
And the woman said, yeah, I just put them in my old Bible.
他就把它打开来给这个邻居看。
So she opened it up to show her neighbor.
然后邻居看了原来都是50块钱100块钱的钞票。
The neighbor saw it and they were $50 or $100 bills.
并且还很新的。
And they were quite new.
所以这位老妇人她活在福中不知福。
So this old woman was living in a blessing yet she did not know it.
所以这十个犯麻风病的病人他们对耶稣都很有信心。
So these 10 lepers all have faith in Jesus.
那么听了耶稣的吩咐然后把自己的身体给祭司看。
And after they heard Jesus, they went to show themselves to the priest.
而得到医治。
And they were healed.
但是不是每一个人都有一个感恩的心。
Yet not every one of them had a thankful heart.
同样的很多人说他们自己信耶稣。
Likewise, many people say that they believe in Jesus.
但是不是每一个人都有一个感恩的心。
Yet not everyone have a thankful heart.
所以十个犯大麻风的病人当中。
So out of the 10 lepers.
有一个看到自己的病被医治好了。
One of them saw that they were healed.
而且他看到自己的生命被改变。
And he saw that his life was changed.
以前不被人接受。
In the past, he was not accepted by others.
必须活在一个与世人隔开的一个地方。
He had to live apart from people.
但是现在病已经好了。
But now they are healed.
可以重新过一个正常的生活。
They could live a normal life.
所以当他想到现在的处境跟以前的处境不同。
So they remember that their his life now is different from his previous life.
那么因此他的心中充满了感谢。
So his heart is full of thanksgiving.
他也看到自己已经脱离了那个困境。
And he saw that he's separated from his hardship.
啊，得到一个新的生命。
And has received a new life.
所以他心里面存着感恩的心。
So he's full of thanksgiving.
我们圣经说，不单充满这个感恩。
And the Bible tells us that not only was he full of thanksgiving,
他还以行动来表现他的感恩。
He uses actions to express his thanksgiving.
他还回来向耶稣把荣耀归给神。
He came back and gave glory to God.
并且俯伏在耶稣的面前向他感谢。
And he fell down before Jesus to give him thanks.
你是否经常存着感恩的心向神感谢？
Are you often filled with a heart of thanksgiving, giving thanks to God?
因为神已经把你从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
Because God has already saved you out of sin.
那除了感恩，你是否经常有以行动来表现你的感恩？
And besides saying it, do you actually use actions to express your thanksgiving?
一个有了新生命的人。
So a person with new life.
有了这个永恒盼望的人。
A person with eternal hope.
应当存着这个感恩的心。
Should have a heart of thanksgiving.
把这个荣耀把这个赞美都归给神。
And to give glory and praise to God.
以这个时间金钱把自己的生命摆上给神使用。
To use your time, your money, and your whole life for God.
这个就是感恩。
That's thanksgiving.
感恩不应当受这个环境的好坏而影响。
Thanksgiving should not be influenced by your surroundings.
无论是生活平顺或困苦。
Whether life is good or hard.
我们应当存着一个感恩的心。
We ought to have a heart of thanksgiving.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们是一个有盼望的人。
Because we are people of hope.
所以你看圣经的时候。
So when you look at scripture.
你看到圣经里面的人物。
You see the people in scripture.
有时候他们遇到很大的困苦。
Sometimes they encounter difficulties.
那比如说当保罗写这个腓立比书的时候。
For instance, when Paul was writing the book of Philippians.
他是在监狱里面。
He was in prison.
而且腓立比书的主题就是喜乐。
And the theme of Philippians is joy.
所以虽然处在这个监狱里面，但是圣经告诉我们，保罗存着一个感恩的心。
So even though he was in prison, yet Paul was full of thanksgiving.
所以腓立比书一开始的时候，保罗说：“我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。”
So in Philippians it says, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you."
保罗有这个，虽然他处在这个监狱里面，他仍然有这个感恩的心。
Even though Paul was in prison, yet he had a heart of thanksgiving.
因为他有了这个永恒的盼望。
Because he had eternal hope.
因为他的盼望不是建立在这个暂时的世界上。
Because his hope is not established on temporary things.
而是建立在神永恒的国度上。
But it's established on God's eternal kingdom.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节说。
So Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says,
他说凡事都要感恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
不只在平顺的时候感恩。
Not only when things are going smoothly do you give thanks.
在困苦的时候也要感恩。
When things are hard you give thanks.
这个是圣经里面所说的感恩。
This is the kind of thanksgiving that the Bible speaks of.
所以在1637年的时候是德国30年战争最黑暗的一年。
So in 1637, it was in the darkest time of Germany over the 30-year war.
所以当年有一位德国的牧师 Martin Rinkard 写了一首诗歌叫 Now Thank We All Our God。
So at that time, there's a pastor, Martin Rinkard, that he wrote a hymn, Now thank we all our God.
所以因为饥荒和疾病的缘故，这位牧师在一年里埋葬了4480位教会的会友。
And because of a famine and the sufferings, in one year, this pastor did the funeral for 4,480 of his members.
平均一天15个人。
Average 15 people per day.
包括他自己的妻子在内。
Including his own wife.
所以在这个很黑暗、很忧伤、很恐惧的时候，他写了这首诗歌。
So in this dark, dark hour and a great fear, a time of fear, he wrote this hymn.
这首诗歌已经有300多年的历史。
And this hymn has 300 plus years of history.
今天教会仍然唱，在唱这首诗歌。
Yet today, churches continue to sing this hymn.
所以这首诗歌描述到一个相信耶稣、跟随耶稣的人。
So this hymn describes a person who follows, who believes God and follows Him.
那么虽然经历到人生里面的痛苦
，even though he experienced the hardship of life.
所以当他看到这位救主的时候
，yet when he sees his Savior,
他仍然能够感谢神，因为神赐给他的福分。
He continues to give thanks to God because of the blessing that God has given him.
那么一个忘恩的人是神所不喜悦的。
So a person who forgets to give thanks is one who does not please God.
所以在这两节经文，耶稣对这个就是其中一个被得到医治的麻风病人说。
So in these two verses, Jesus says to one of the lepers who was healed.
他说：“洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？”除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
Then Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
所以在这两节经文里面，主耶稣问了三个问题。
So in these two verses, Jesus asked three questions.
这三个问题表示主耶稣对这些治好的麻风病人感到很失望。
And these three questions reflect the disappointment of Jesus towards those who were healed.
那甚至忧伤。
And even sadness.
如果我们看旧约圣经的时候，我们看到耶和华神把以色列人从埃及地的奴隶生活拯救出来。
If we look at the Old Testament, Jesus saved the Israelites out of Egyptian slavery.
所以当他们离开埃及之后
So after they left Egypt,
经过这个红海来到这个旷野
And they went through the Red Sea into the wilderness.
在出埃及记第15章有这样的记载
And in Exodus 15 it's recorded.
所以摩西领以色列人从红海往前行到了苏尔的旷野在旷野走了三天找不着水。
Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
然后到了马拉不能喝那里的水，因为水苦。
When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter.
所以那地名叫马拉。
Therefore it was named Marah.
然后百姓就向摩西发怨言说，我们喝什么呢？
So the people grumbled at Moses saying, What shall we drink?
所以以色列人在旷野里面走了三天的时间。
So the Israelites have been traveling in the wilderness for 3 days.
找不到水喝。
They could not find water.
有水喝，那个水是苦的。
And even when they found water, it was bitter.
因此就向摩西埋怨了。
So they complained to Moses.
所以离开埃及只不过是三天的时间。
So they were only 3 days out of Egypt.
已经开始埋怨了。
They began to complain.
所以你继续看圣经的话。
So if you continue looking at scripture.
不止没有水喝而埋怨。
Not only were they complaining because they didn't have water.
有东西吃他们也埋怨。
Even when they had food, they complained.
所以在民数记11章有这样的记载。
So in Numbers 11 it's recorded.
所以以色列人又哭号说谁给我们肉吃呢？
And also the sons of Israel wept again and said, Who will give us meat to eat?
我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼也记得有黄瓜西瓜不晓得什么菜来的。
Okay. We remember the fish which we used to eat free in Egypt, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks.
那么现在我们的心却已经枯竭了，除这玛拿以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
And the onions and the garlic, but now our appetite is gone. There's nothing at all to look at except this manna.
所以以色列人埋怨说，每天都吃玛拿。
And so the Israelites complained that they were eating manna every day.
啊，吃都吃厌了。
And they were sick of it.
那么以前在埃及的时候，不用钱都可以买到鱼。
And in Egypt, they didn't even have to pay to eat fish.
啊，不只有鱼吃，还有什么黄瓜、西瓜、南瓜，各种各样的瓜都有的吃。
And besides fish, there were cucumbers, melons, and all kinds of other foods.
但是现在只有吃玛拿。
But now there's only manna.
所以以色列人在埋怨。
So the Israelites were complaining.
那表示他们对神的供应感到不满。
Showing that they're not satisfied with God's provision.
所以神把以色列人从这个埃及的奴隶生活拯救出来。
So God saved the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt.
以色列人应当向神感恩。
The Israelites ought to give thanks.
因为神把他们从一个困苦的生活里面拯救出来。
Because God has saved them out of hardship.
但是他们没有向神感恩。
But they did not give thanks to God.
不止没有感恩，他们还在埋怨。
Not only did they not give thanks to God, they were complaining.
如果你看圣经的话，神不喜悦以色列人的态度。
If you look at scripture, God was not pleased with the attitude of Israel.
那么因此神的教训还有神的审判临到他们的身上。
So God's judgment and discipline fell upon Israel.
那么试问一下，我们是否好像以色列人一样？
But we ought to ask, are we like the Israelites?
那么在生活里面经常的埋怨。
That in our lives we often complain.
对生活不满。
That we're not satisfied with life.
说这个不好。
We say this is not good.
那个不对。
That's not right.
没有表现出一个感恩的心。
We do not show a heart of thanksgiving.
所以有一个故事谈到一个人发现在魔鬼撒旦的仓库里面收藏了撒在人心里面不同的种子。
And so there's a story that talks about a person who went to the storage place of Satan, where Satan keeps all kinds of seeds.
那么这些种子里面有嫉妒的种子。
There are seeds of envy.
贪婪的种子。
Seeds of laziness.
怒气的种子。
Seeds of anger.
仇恨的种子。
Seeds of hatred.
情欲的种子和等等的种子。
And lots of different seeds.
那么这个人后来发现魔鬼撒旦还有很多很多其他的种子。
And the person realized that Satan had many, many other types of seeds.
这些种子都可以生长在任何的一个地方。
And these seeds can grow in any kind of soil.
那么当魔鬼撒旦被问起的时候。
And when Satan was asked.
然后魔鬼撒旦很不愿意的承认说一个地方这些种子不能够生长的。
He finally reluctantly admitted that there's one type of soil where these seeds cannot grow.
所以那个人就问他在哪里。
And so the person asked, where?
所以魔鬼撒旦就很伤心的说。
And Satan was very sad and said,
他说在一个感恩的人的心里面。
In the heart of a thankful person.
所以如果你是一个感恩的人。
So if you're a thankful person,
魔鬼就没有机会把你吞噬掉。
Satan does not have the chance to swallow you.
所以感恩是一个属灵美德。
So thanksgiving is a spiritual virtue.
所以保罗在这里说凡事感恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So Paul says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
不是在平顺的时候感恩，在困境的时候也要感恩。
It's not only giving thanks when things are going well, it's also when things are hard.
因为凡事感恩，这个是神在我们生命里面的旨意。
Because it is God's will that we give thanks in everything.
所以你是一个感恩的人，还是一个经常埋怨的人？
So are you a thankful person or a complainer?
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend a little time to reflect on today's message.
在我们的生命里面，我们是否经常有感恩？
In our life, do we often give thanks?
感谢神，因为我们是一个有福的人。
Thanking God because we are blessed.
我感谢神，因为他把我们从一个绝望的生活当中拯救出来。
And thank God because He has saved us out of a hopeless life.
我们是否是一个感恩的人？
Are we thankful people?
或者我们是在生活里面经常埋怨？
Or do we complain a lot in our lives?
埋怨这个不好，那个不好。
We complain this is not right and that's not right.
天父，求主你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
帮助我们做一个感恩的人。
Help us to be thankful people.
无论是在平顺的生活里面，或者在困苦的生活里面，
Whether things are going well or hard,
我们都能够向你感恩。
That we would give thanks to you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.